What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Alrighty, welcome. Mike Lomas, Gunwiggle Financial Guys, filling in for the great, great Sandy Beach. That might be the last time I get to say that, huh?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is the last time, sadly. And, you know, Sandy Beast did his last show yesterday, wishing him well after 60 years on the radio, 23 years here on WBEN. And, you know, I'm really going to miss him. Sandy was really larger than life. And I got to tell you, one of the things that I loved about Sandy the most was that he always, no matter what the show topic was, no matter how, you know, difficult the times were, whatever we were talking about, he always made me laugh.
Yep.
And that's the best part about Sandy. You know, he always had that just infectious laugh that I think, you know, he was really the few people that I really would laugh out loud in my car listening to Sandy, because he was just, his shtick was just fantastic. And of course, Tony, you were a big part of that too.
And he pretended to listen to all the advice we gave him throughout the years. I mean, we really did
do our best to try to make Sandy great, right? And so, you know, I was hoping we'd get some plugs yesterday, like, thanks, Mike and Glenn, for everything you've done for me. You know, and then and now we got Bellavia, and he doesn't even return our call. Like, no. David's like, he doesn't want, you know. I'm trying to give him all this great, you know, radio advice, and David's like, you know, in fact, now he like took us out of his Rolodex. It just bounces back, you know,
blocked your phone number.
No, he blocked us. Yeah, he blocked us.
That must be why. But he must have blocked it because it goes right to voicemail now.
Yeah, call him, blocked us.
Well, you know, he's kind of like a big wheel, guys. You know.
Yeah, he is
metal ladder.
Yeah, but I mean, we've been here a long time.
Well, yeah,
we could give him some good radio advice, but no, he doesn't want to hear it. No,
yeah, he's going to do great, but he's got big shoes to fill. That's for sure. I mean, again, just an icon. Multi-time Hall of Famer, and you know, just fantastic.
Absolutely,
so he'll be missed for sure.
No doubt. And I got a feeling that, you know, with his popularity, he'll be around. You know, people will be interviewing. People will be asking him to come on. You know, we're already begging and pleading him to ask him, please come on our podcast so we get better ratings. So we'll see. 26 cutout fans tested positive for COVID-19 after a Texas Rangers game. Yeah, they're going to quarantine the cutouts now. So possibly, and now the Democrats are talking about disallowing cutouts. So we'll see what happens.
They can't be in the stands at all. Actually, there was speaking of cutouts and people being positive for COVID, they tested the first dog. I don't know if you saw this, Mike, but a German Shepherd in Ohio tested positive for COVID. Actually, passed away. But the dog actually passed away from cancer.
Don't say it. Glenn. He died of COVID. Don't say it.
Yeah, he had cancer, but he died while with COVID.
Okay. Well, then we can count it. We can count it.
Attributed yet another to another COVID death to you know, to even in dogs, even in animals, they can twist the truth. Speaking of which, I have a bunch of articles, South Florida especially, where obviously a lot of the quote-unquote outbreak hot zone is now.
Sure.
There have been several local reporting companies, you know, ABC and local whatnot, local affiliates, I should say, that have done some research and, you know, started to ask some questions as to, you know, why the 93-year-old that was, you know, already, you know, in a hospice was counted, and, you know, the person who died of cancer was counted. They even had a gunshot victim, gunshot to the head, Mike. Gunshot to the head.
I don't mean to laugh at that, but the hypocrisy of the left, which is going to be our theme of today's show, is unreal. It is unreal. And the best part, Glenn, is they never take those off, right?
No,
they get caught putting it down as a death, right? And why, by the way, it's important that Florida is a, quote, hot zone is because Governor DeSantis, he has a set, and he's called out Andrew Cuomo and said, look, if you quarantine the people coming from Florida to New York, just don't shove them in a nursing home, Andrew. Just, you know, do me a favor, right? So, of course, the mainstream media is going to pile on Florida, right? But they catch these people. They catch him in a lie. This guy committed suicide, and they catch him, and they never detract it, right? So if you go to anywhere online, you'll see, oh, there's still 5,000 deaths there. No, there's not.
Yeah. This was iTeam Channel 12 News in Palm Beach, to give them the proper credit. So the 60-year-old man who died from a gunshot wound to the head, a 90-year-old man who fell and died from complications of a hip fracture, 77-year-old woman who died of Parkinson's disease. These are just some of the examples that the CBS, I said ABC, I'm sorry, the CBS 12 News iTeam uncovered several examples. So they confront the medical examiner in Palm Beach where he goes,
Yeah.
So they're reviewing all these, but they never change the numbers. I gotta tell you, if you're sick of the hypocrisy, I want to hear from you.
Yes.
You know, especially if you've lost a loved one, right?
Yes.
I mean, we're not unsympathetic. I mean, certainly we know several of our colleagues that have had their parents affected by this.
Yes.
I've had friends that have been affected by this. And the real sad part about this is, you know, death is a part of life, unfortunately. What's not a part of life, though, is depriving the other loved ones the opportunity to grieve, right? To bury and have a funeral, to have a mass, right? You know, to remember those, to see their loved ones maybe before they died. I mean, think about this. Your spouse is in a hospital dying from COVID. I mean, shouldn't you have the opportunity to take the risk? If you say, listen,
absolutely,
you know, I as a spouse want to go see my wife no matter what. I am willing to get COVID if that's what it takes to see. Do it. But yet, when John Lewis dies, right, we have politicians. I posted this to our Twitter feed, folks. Go look at the picture. Take a close look at the picture, right? Print the picture off, right? And when you're out at a restaurant or you're out somewhere and somebody starts to hassle you, hand them this picture and ask them why it's okay for politicians from all over the country to fly to Georgia for a funeral, right? Now, you're supposed to quarantine in D.C., but of course, that's just for the little people.
No,
right?
that's just for that's you for and I.
People. Like that. So no. If you're a John Lewis, you can have as many funerals as you want, and the sleazebag Barack Obama will be happy to use it as an opportunity
right.
to take shots at Donald. By the way, they're not going to talk about this, but Obama had an opportunity once again to help to quiet the unrest.
Nope.
And instead of doing that,
he
poured gasoline
yep.
on the fire. That's
and,
what he
yeah,
did.
Yeah, and then brought a fan to the party.
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah, so Obama just told a room full of people that rooms full of people are unsafe, and that's why they need to mail-in voting, right? Meanwhile, 2 weeks ago, we just busted a whole bunch of Democrats in the state of Ohio for taking money for votes, right? So give me a break. By the way, Trump fanning the flames again. It's so easy to get them going. He's like, well, we'll just postpone the election. Oh, no. They can postpone everything else, including your life, by the way. If you own a restaurant or any kind of service-oriented business, they've just said, it's just a short pause of, I don't know, a few months, right? That's not a big deal. I know your total life, everything you worked for is getting crushed, but that's just a quick pause, right? But then Trump says, we should do the election. No way. Are you kidding me? No.
Well, the ingenious move, he got them to talk about the election fraud.
Mm.
So, I mean, that was a genius.
Yeah.
He has no intent of pushing back the election.
No,
folks.
No, just get him going.
He's
going
to win, and he knows it, right?
Yep.
What he's doing is he's again, the art of the deal. Read the book.
Yep.
He's throwing the shiny ball on the ground, and he's getting everybody chasing to the corner, including the Republicans like Marco Rubio, who might as well just change to a Democrat. Marco Rubio in Florida is useless. He's one of those useless Republicans. There's a lot of them out there, Mitt Romney included. But he throws a shiny ball into the corner, and they all chase after it. And so now they're all focused on the election, and they're talking. Guess what the media is talking about today? The potential for election fraud.
That's
exactly
right.
Exactly what Trump wanted. let's put election fraud on the front page.
Now, who's more
on his part? Now, but just to go back to this for a second.
Who seems to get caught, by the way, with election fraud? Who seems to get caught by that? Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
It seems to me that we're always finding these extra votes in a Prius somewhere, and they happen to be Democrat votes. It's just funny how that works.
100% of them are Democrat votes, too. It's not like, hey, we 98%.
Yeah, right. It's not like it's 2 or 3%. It's like, well, we just got 115% of the vote. That's unreal.
It's real. Just one more thing on the election, and because I wouldn't really not get off a topic and definitely focus on the hypocrisy part. But they did. So they did in New York State. They did a mail-in election for the primary. Okay, 20% of the mail-in ballots were rejected. 20% were rejected for some sort of reason.
I'm sure they caught all the wrong ones, though, Glenn.
Well,
I'm
but sure, others weren't even found. Like, some never even made it there. Like, I don't trust the post office to mail in my tax return.
No.
That's why I send it certified every year.
I think, you know what, if we can
mail in my vote, no way.
If we can go to a Walmart, if we can go into a grocery store, we should be able to go there and vote. And at this point, it's ridiculous. By the way, the schools are going to come out with their plans here in Western New York. I can't wait to see this. I just can't wait to see this.
Just as a reminder, we'll talk about this in the next segment.
By the way, we've got some videos to play. Our podcast was knocked off the air the other day because apparently we played some doctors that the left-wing media didn't, mainstream media and all social media platforms didn't agree with. Right? Doctors. These are doctors, right? So they're all for the science and the doctors as long as they say shut down and continue to scare people. The minute they start talking about anything else, you get knocked off. I do want to play some of those videos today. We're going to talk about the hypocrisy of the left. You got Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for the great Sandy Beach. And if you want to hop on board, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. Probably going to jump around a little bit here. We got a lot of stuff in front of us. But it is an open mic session, always an open mic session. Don't wait until noon to get on. 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236, 3930 if you'd like to text us. And please don't, look, if you listen to the show and you don't like it, turn it off. I mean, you get some nasty text with some really, really foul language, and just don't need it. It's Friday, right? It's Friday, and it's a sunny Friday here in Western New York, so we don't need your bad mouth. Glenn, you want to, let's go to a quick break.
Let's go to a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk more about this. 50% of the deaths are from nursing homes. 50%.
By the way, we've been talking forever. Sorry, Glenn, I'm going to cut you off about COVID in a box, right? COVID in a box. At 9:30, we're going to have a special guest, a nurse, actually, a retired dementia care coordinator. And she's going to talk about what she's seeing in the nursing home because, the article earlier this week about drug overdoses are up in Erie County. Now, who said that would happen? Mm-hmm. We did. Yeah. Because you know why? We didn't look at COVID as a box. And we said the solution of shutting everything down is going to cause way more more deaths and more damage than the COVID itself. And guess what? We're right. We're absolutely 100% right. But we'll talk more about that. You want to hop on board, 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. And we'll be back here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, here's the thing.
Apparently when we introduced ourselves as Mike Lomas and Glenn Wiggle, that didn't hit him yet. That didn't hit him.
But in all seriousness, though, like, how do you justify the hypocrisy
right.
of a funeral for George Floyd or
right.
a funeral for
If that's my
John
dad or
Lewis,
your dad,
right?
my dad or my mom or your mom, Glenn, we're not allowed to do that, right?
No.
We're not allowed to gather with more than, 50 people, but he is for some reason, right? Andrew Cuomo's allowed to fly down to Georgia for the day. Yep. There's pictures of him not wearing masks, hugging people. That just is fine, right? And I don't want to hear the garbage. Well, he gets tested. Okay. Well, what if he caught it right before he got tested, right? I mean, that's right. Okay for him to do what he wants to do. If Andrew Cuomo's mom's in a nursing home, my grandmother's in a nursing home, we're not allowed to go see her. And now the new rules are we can two people every 2 weeks can go in to see her for
it's
a little
ridiculous.
Bit. Totally, absolutely out of control. And I can't wait to see the game plan for schools. I guess it's coming out today or Monday here. My understanding is now they're talking about 1 day a week, 2 days a week. Like, okay, so let me get this straight. What day does COVID not show up? Is that the day we're going to put them in a school? And don't give me the garbage. Well, Mike, they can social distance. Stop. Stop. You're destroying the fabric of these children's lives over a flu that has a death rate that is less than the normal flu at this point. We have a vaccine for the other flus, and we still lose 80,000 people some years to the flu. We don't hide and shelter and baby our children. We're crushing their immune systems.
Let me give you some other information. We're gonna have more kids that die from suicide, sadly, than that die from COVID, right? And they're absolutely the case.
No doubt.
No question about that, mm-hmm. okay? COVID has killed zero, basically.
Zero.
Under the age of 18. Zero.
Yep.
The other thing is, very few, if any, there's been not any sort of research or any sort of evidence that suggests that kids are passing this virus to their parents.
Nope.
And just anecdotally, and again, this is not a research study, but I do know several families where their kids have gotten it, not from school, because it's been over the summer, and the parents did not get it. Okay. So there's very little evidence, if any at all, that says that the kids can potentially pass it to their parents. So throw that argument out the window. Okay. 50% of the total deaths in the country have come from nursing homes, right? Mm. President Trump did a great press conference yesterday. He talked about this, right?
Yep.
Less than 1% of our population, which are people over age 80, less than 1% of the population accounts for 50% of all the deaths,
yeah.
right? So why are we closing schools?
No.
Why are we closing bars and restaurants?
Protect the vulnerable, right? You shelter
right.
in place those people that are sick. You never, ever, ever shelter the healthy folks in place. And to your point, Glenn, Trump released a statement. He said, the scientific path forward is to protect those that are at highest risk while allowing those at lower risk to carefully return to work and school with appropriate precautions. I really believe that the kids need to go back. We have to stop babying these children. You are going to crush their immune systems. Absolutely. That's not how we build a healthy immune system. You don't hide.
Well, let me remind people that they arrested a pastor in Florida for holding a church service.
That's right.
They arrested and busted up a Jewish funeral in New York City,
yep.
right? They wouldn't allow you to see your loved one when they were dying and taking their last breaths in a hospital. They've denied you the opportunity to hold a mass funeral for your loved ones and to grieve with your family. It's your family,
yes.
right? Most of the time at a funeral, it's all the people you see anyway.
Hell yeah, absolutely.
Right?
That's
You're
my favorite. Right? We're
going to
hide these kids, Glenn. We're going to hide these
right?
kids. They're all playing with their buddies anyways, right? We're not allowed to have family members go pay respects to somebody who's passed away,
right.
yet they're all talking to these people anyways.
So,
they're all hanging out with these people.
Exactly. So here's my question to you. Are you sick of it now?
I am.
And if you are,
yes,
what are you
going to
do about it? Right?
I know.
For those of you texting in, right? For those of you that say, you guys are, I'd like to know. I'd legitimately like to know. Why is it okay to have a funeral for a George Floyd who was not an angel? Okay, George Floyd was a two-bit criminal. He was a lousy criminal. Now, nobody deserves to die at the hands of a cop. The cop is not judge and jury. However, this guy was not an angel. He pointed a gun at a pregnant woman and robbed her. Okay,
that's right.
That was one of a many long list of things. Why was he allowed to have multiple funerals where people flew in? Why, John Lewis, I don't know much about John Lewis other than the fact that he was a very divisive congressman, right? Mm-hmm. But John Lewis, I don't care if he was the greatest congressman ever. Why does he get a funeral? Why right. is it okay?
Is he more important than your mom
the
and
country
dad?
To fly
right.
in? Right,
is he
exactly.
more important than my mom and dad? Why is that not okay for me, right? Why is it okay for Barack Hussein Obama to stand up in full of a room full of people and say it's unsafe to be in front of a room full of people?
Exactly.
What makes any sense about that? By
if
the way, somebody texts
that.
In, don't compare car wreck, suicide, etc. to COVID-19. You don't catch suicide from someone else. Well, let me tell you
actually,
why.
Actually, you do.
Did you miss that? Did you miss that? They're throwing car wrecks, suicide, cancer victims into the count of COVID-19.
Listen, if you want to stay home, though,
yeah, stay home. Hide.
You can stay home.
That's right.
You're destroying everybody. These are the people that want to stay in mommy's basement
That's
forever.
Right. That's right.
I'm tired.
And I'm okay with it. You stay there. Wear your mask.
No.
Just don't make me do
you
it.
Stay
right.
there.
We got to take a quick break. We have a special guest on the other side, Susan Engel, retired dementia care coordinator. It's not COVID in a box, folks. We'll talk more about it on the other side. News Radio 930 WBN, and I promise we'll get to your calls and questions. Ready. Welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for the great Sandy Beach. We got a few text messages that said you're filling in for Joe Beamer. Okay, if that makes you happy, we're filling in for Joe Beamer. But it is nice to say one last time, because Beamer will be here for a little bit, the great Sandy Beach we're filling in for. And, of course, best wishes to Mr. Bellavia, who will be taking over the helm next week. And if you want to hop on board, 803-0930, *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. And the theme of today's show is, are you sick of the hypocrisy on the left? You know, we're not allowed to, now they're busting into, there was a restaurant, Glenn, on Transit Road where they actually went into, and not only were these liquor, it was under the liquor authority or the health inspectors, but they went in, you know, they did their mask patrol, and you know these people are going home and partying with their neighbors in their backyard, right?
For sure
you
they
know
are.
They are, right?
I'm so
but
sick of this.
They went a step further and started pulling videotape, which I'm not even, that's not legal.
Well,
to go
why would
back
you comply with
week,
that?
I don't know.
Why would you comply with that? Here's my answer. No.
But you know what?
Here's
some people
go
are,
get a warrant.
Yeah.
But, and then when you come back, you know what? I'm sorry. The same company that ran the cameras in the prison system where Epstein didn't kill himself
That's right.
was running our cameras. And just like Hillary Clinton's server, I don't know what happened.
Wiped
somehow it just got wiped clean.
Like with a cloth, yeah. Like with a cloth.
I don't know how that happened. But, I don't know. You know, the fact is they stepped in and the report at the top of the hour said, and we're listening to the news, that they went in and they observed three people drinking alcohol without eating food. Oh, my God.
How
you're drinking
dare
alcohol.
They?
So if you were eating food, then the COVID would have left you alone.
Yeah,
see, because you're not eating food, you got to lose your liquor license because that's where the COVID. This is a stupid.
Apparently, by the way, on that same stretch of road where this restaurant was, there was a Black Lives Matter protest yesterday where a few car windows got smashed in.
Nice.
And I guarantee not one of these officials that get paid by the taxpayers showed up to make sure these people were social distancing. A bunch of garbage. I'm so sick of
seven
the
more bars. Seven more bars now out of business.
60% of these bars
Seven
already
bars.
Will not survive. 60% of them is what the estimate is, right? Keep it up. There'll be none left. There'll be nobody for you guys to police. But they don't care. They just
you,
brainless.
They don't care. I want you to remember, folks, who they kept paying.
Right.
Who took raises, right? Who got more money? Who took overtime pay? In about 6 months from now, when they talk about the huge budget hole and they talk about cutting police and cutting firefighters, right?
Yep.
And cutting schools
your parks
for budget.
Will be closed.
And, and closing the parks.
Yeah.
When they talk about closing the parks and cutting the police force, I want you to remember who they kept paying.
That's right.
Right? Who took raises? Cuomo took a raise.
Yep.
Poloncarz took a raise.
Oh, Mark's got a raise.
How many people that administration? These people really? We have a budget hole that looks like an asteroid hit the Earth and had a huge crater. Right.
Yeah.
We have a budget hole that's going to be bigger than we've ever seen. We just saw an economic decline, 32% contraction in the second quarter.
Unprecedented.
Yep. What do you think's going to do to the budget?
Right.
Maybe some of these health inspectors need to be laid off.
That's right.
Seriously. obviously.
Maybe if we don't have enough resources for the police to break up a protest that's smashing car windows on Transit Road, maybe we don't need to go in and make sure somebody's, you know, not wearing a mask with their beer or ordering a chicken wing or deciding on what their meal could be.
Count.
Yeah, totally ridiculous. And when do we start calling our elected officials, by the way? When do we all start overwhelming their phones with enough is enough, right? Let's go
Seriously.
Back. We're going to go back to the phones here in a second. Before that, I want to introduce a special guest, Sue Engel. And Sue is a retired dementia care coordinator. She's been a nurse for over 35 years with a master's in nursing, retired after 25 years at the VA Western New York Healthcare System. And you were part of the geriatric evaluation management team. And, of course, your greatest accomplishment, as we're told, is you're the mother of Sue Ryan, who's been with us for 18 years. Out of all that, the number one accomplishment is you being the mom of Sue, right?
That's right. And hey, she's, you know, come in handy for me, hasn't she?
Sue has been with us forever. And Sue, I was talking to you the other day, and you were asking to get somebody on as a guest, but you were so passionate and you told the story so eloquently, I thought, why don't you just call in, right? With your background, you're still in tune with what's going on in nursing homes. And we've been talking about how tragic it is that our elected officials are looking at COVID in a box. They're not looking at COVID and all the other stuff that's going to happen from this. But you are a frontline, you see what's happening on the front line. And maybe you can just share some of the stories of what some of these folks are going through in nursing homes.
Well, Mike and Glenn, I really appreciate this opportunity. And let me tell you, on cue, some of my caregivers are waiting to tell their story. So they're calling in.
Good.
My passion throughout my career at the VA has been to walk with veterans who are dying and with their families as well. And dementia was my forte. But now, even after I retire, these caregivers are calling me and telling me what is happening to these veterans who have risked their lives for the liberty of choice, good care, dignity that they deserve now. And now they're not getting it. So I'll try not to be emotional.
No, that's okay.
It's hard not to be. It's very frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I want to know where the Alzheimer's Association is. I want to know where my colleagues are in this community. I don't believe people know what's happening.
Susan, talk about some specific situation. I mean, there was one gentleman who, a co-worker of yours said, you know, that they can see him dying, right? I mean, he's not allowed to have friends and family, and they can feel that.
Yes, absolutely. We have dedicated, as professionals in geriatrics, throughout Western New York for decades, how to care for our patients who have dementia. They need that touch. They need the exercise. These people are put in their rooms for 28 days every time someone is diagnosed with a COVID positive test. They don't even have to have symptoms. And it's a staff member. It could be a patient, anyone. Now, let me tell you a quick story how this started for me. I had heard about the nursing homes on and off. All of them are different, too. It's a very subjective approach, which is wrong. So I got a call from one of my caregivers. Her name is Carol. That's all we'll say. And her husband has been in the nursing home for about 3 years now. This woman was at the nursing home 3 times every day. And I've known her for years, and I walked with her with the struggle of putting him in there, but she could no longer care for him, so she had to. And 3 times a day, that woman went and cared for her husband and made sure he was up and shaved and bathed and fed and walked and talked to. And then in March, no more. She could only see him through a window. He was so confused. Then he could go on FaceTime, which made him more confused. She could see him losing weight. She still couldn't see him. Mm-hmm. A few days ago, she was told she could see him face to face. She was so happy. She gets a robocall 24 hours before the visit saying she can't see him because there was a positive test.
This is getting out. This is out of control.
Out of control.
This is getting out of control. Let me tell you something.
Wait. A few hours later, she gets the call. He's unresponsive on morphine. She goes to the nursing home and demands to see him. She's there right now. I hope she calls him. He's broken down. He has decubitus all over. He's unresponsive, lost so much weight, and he's dying. And she is refusing to leave. And I was waiting for a call to go to the jail, possibly, to get her out. Ugh. And I'm telling you, it's horrible.
Oh, my gosh. It's
just so sad.
And that's story after story after story, folks. This is COVID is not COVID in a box, and this is out of absolute control. The left takeover.
You know what?
Of really basically telling you how you're going to run your life, who you're going to see, and where you're going to go.
If 10% of the people were dying, if they weren't having mass funerals, we're on day six of the John Lewis funerals.
That's right.
Day six was yesterday, folks. Day number six.
Right.
How many funerals did we have for George Floyd?
Right.
I mean, come on. Is it not risky? Which is it, guys? I mean, for all of you that are sending in nasty text messages to the text board, which is it? Is it safe to congregate in the church or isn't it? Is it transmissible in large groups or isn't it? I just watched every Democrat across the country gather in Atlanta for a funeral and sit arm to arm right next to each other. Tell me again why you can't have a funeral for your loved one.
Waiver. They'll sign a waiver to be with their husbands. Any kind of waiver. They need to be there.
Yes. Yeah, and those people need it. And as you've said, as a frontline person who goes, and by the way, the phone lines are lighting up for people who are supporting you, Susan, saying thank you. We got a bunch of texts for you having a brave heart to come on here.
Well,
and
enough
share
is
your
enough.
Story,
what are we going to do about it, folks? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
What as a community, when are we going to stand up and say, stop it? Enough is enough.
No.
We can be safe and protect the vulnerable at the same time. I mean, look. 10% of the entire deaths in the country come from nursing homes in New Jersey and New York alone.
Yeah.
Right? So they had the bad policies, right?
That's right.
I mean, come on. This is getting out of control.
Susan, we'll give you a final thought before we go to break here. Susan?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll give you a final thought, and we appreciate you spending some time here with us.
Well, I just wanted to say that I just wanted to use my name or any influence I had to get these stories out because it's not fair. And it's not fair for the veterans.
Right.
It's not fair for anyone. So thank you for this opportunity, and I can't wait to listen to hear the folks that call in.
Awesome.
Thank
job.
You, Susan.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Let me just say real quick, you know, Susan she's been a nurse for over 35 years. Her education includes a master's degree in nursing,
a
clinical nurse specialist with a focus in palliative care. Susan received her degrees at Damon College, holds a certificate in gerontological nursing, and is a certified geriatric case manager. So she knows what she's talking about. She's written for national publications, and she focuses on people with dementia. My family's had dementia. I know personally what it does to people
when
you take them out of their norm and you take away the people that they love, that they're used to.
It's one thing, and we all agreed in the beginning, not all of us, I never said you should shut down, but many said, okay, well, look, if it's all about just not overwhelming the healthcare system, okay, we'll do that. At this point, absolutely out of control. We'll read some of the text messages. We're really long on this. We've got to take a break. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for the great Sandy Beach, Joe Beamer, Bella Villa. We're filling in for everybody Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We do manage money for a living, folks. We have a lot of fun when we come on this show. We talk on Saturdays, 1 to 3, about the place where money meets politics. But if you need us, use us as a resource, 633-1515. Real quick break. We'll be back on the other side. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, News Radio 930, WBEN. Just tuning in, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. Saturdays, by the way, 1 to 3. If you haven't caught our show, we've been there for a few decades now.
So, just a little bit of time.
The place where money meets politics. We do manage money for a living. Somebody actually sent a text in before, would you guys ever consider doing this full time? And the answer is no. I'm hoping you would say that because you like what we're talking about and you like our show. But the answer is we run actually multiple financial planning firms, and we've got a home and auto division where we insure homes, autos, and Medicare division and independent. So if you need us, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And funny, that gentleman who right in the beginning of the show said, you know, some nasty words, he was turning us off. He's still texting. He must be listening on radio.com because I know
I would love
the reception in the AM radios in your mom's basement is really difficult, right? So,
yeah.
So he must be on radio.com app, which is
so
good.
Does he support the hypocrisy? I mean, is that what he likes? So he's good with depriving, you know, veteran spouses from burying their loved ones, but having a funeral for a John Lewis, that's no problem.
Your
that's
mom's
no
in a nursing home, your grandma's in a nursing home, you're not allowed to go see that person. But if Andrew Cuomo's mom's in a nursing home, not a problem. He's an essential person.
Yeah. I think that texter must be Mark Poloncarz, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Sure. They just have to track it down. The shakedown in New York State is coming. King Andy is going to turn the tax dogs loose. I love the Bills. I love beef on WEC, but I left Alden in 88 and never looked back. Absolutely right, by the way. Spot on, because right now what they're doing is using the Liquor Authority and the health inspectors to shut down what they can, right? But the next deal will be the tax dogs.
You're because no we have way too many businesses and jobs in Erie County right
way
now.
Way too many.
Way and too way many too much tax
it's
revenue.
Only a pause. It's only a temporary pause.
Look, when we talked about, in all seriousness, when we talked about pausing things for 2 weeks, 2 weeks is okay, right? 2 weeks doesn't kill anybody from depression. 2 weeks doesn't completely shut down 50% of the restaurants, folks.
Yeah, 50%. 3 months does. 3 months
50% are not going to reopen, according to the Restaurant Association.
Yep.
50%.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, for those of you who say, well, it's only just the restaurants. No, it's also the attorneys that work for them that, you know, write up contracts. It's also the contractors who come in and build out. And, you know, we had the biggest contraction in U.S. history in the economy with GDP being announced for last quarter, right? And, you know, of course, everybody said, well, it's just a short-term pause. It's going to be a V-like recovery. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Lots of damage out there. And there was a report the other day of drug overdoses now at an all-time high here in Erie County. Something we said would happen, by the way. We said would happen. Am I out at 58 here? Is that where I got to go, Tony, 58? All right. I didn't know that. All right. We're right now. Kevin, John, Joe, and Jennifer, you're up on deck. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the financial guys. We'll be back. I promise we'll hit the phone lines on the other side of the break.
So get this from the Los Angeles Times. Some kids are thriving, doing better than anybody expected because the schools are closed. That's right, my friends. These school children are feeling less stress. They're getting better grades. They're happy. They're productive now that they don't have to go to school. Some of these kids say that they aren't tired anymore. They don't have bouts of hunger during the day. They don't worry about being bullied. They're well-fed. They're energetic. They're loving life ever since they have been able to attend their classes online, which they don't really do, rather than at their oppressive schools. Now, not all students feel that way. The kids who live in noisy homes or whose families are suffering hardships or illness because of the virus pandemic, well, they're not doing so well. But for the kids the LA Times reported on, man, oh man, life is good. So maybe it's time to reevaluate everything, folks. What are we doing to our children? Why should America's precious, fragile, sensitive kids ever be forced to go back to school? It's too stressful. Their grades suffer. They're tired. They're hungry. They're bullied. They're miserable. They never win. We should close them. That's what we should do. We should close the schools, most of them anyway, forever. We should do it. We must do it in order to save the children. Think of the billions of taxpayer dollars. Actually, no, they would still charge you the tax revenue. So, but we still should close the schools. Makes all the sense in the world, right?
What's the most important factor for determining a coin's value?
Rarity.
And now, the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in the creation of a modern rarity.
When the West Point Mint was shut down due to health concerns, 240,000 emergency production 2020 American Eagle silver dollars were minted in Philadelphia for 13 days only.
And that makes these coins with the P-Mint attribution the second rarest coin in the entire American Eagle bullion coin series.
This extraordinary coin is now available, but only for a limited time. Just call govmint.com. Call at 1-800-473-0864.
To learn more about these emergency production 2020 American Eagle silver dollar coins, call 1-800-473-0864.
Call now and you'll receive a free American